So we're concluding our series on our mission and vision of our church. And our mission is to enrich the lives of children and family by leading you to live, love, and serve like Jesus. That is not aspirational, folks. It's what we're supposed to be doing. It's what we are doing. And as a part of that mission, there is an expectation that you will make an effort to become more Christ-like. So are you fulfilling your end of the mission? Are you doing what you're supposed to do in order to learn to live, love, and serve like Jesus? Our vision, what will happen in our community if we are successful in accomplishing our mission, is a Lake Houston community transformed by a deep love of God and neighbor. We believe that if we are able to accomplish our mission, our community will be different because we exist, because we're doing what it is God has called us to do. As to how we are going to accomplish our mission and our vision, we've created three words that we've been talking about: connect, grow, and go. The technical term for it is a map icon. So we didn't quite get a map part on it, and it's really kind of a circle. We want you to connect with God and with one another. That's part of why a church exists, is to connect with God and to be the body of Christ, to be a church family. And so we have this expectation that you connect. Then we also use the word grow. We talked about that last week. We expect you to grow spiritually. It's not enough just to say, yeah, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. If that's truly what you believe, then you should be wanting to be more Christ-like. And we also want to grow numerically. I've said quite plainly, if a church is not growing, it's dying, and it's true. So we need to grow numerically, and we need to grow as followers of Jesus. And the third word is go. And the whole idea is that we go out into the community, we serve others, we're the hands and feet in Jesus, and we invite them to come. And what do? They connect with God. They connect with others. So see, it's a circle. Connect, grow, go. You go out into the community, you serve others, you're the hands and feet of Jesus, and you help connect those people to God and hopefully to others and to us. We're talking about go out into the world. So the text that I thought of when I was thinking about going out into the world is the feeding of the 5,000. It's in all the synoptic gospels. It's Mark 6, 30 through 44. I guess just listen to these words because they're not going to show up on the screen. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. And taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he had divided the two fish among them all, and all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. So we've all heard this story before. Are you familiar with the feeding of the 4,000? So in Mark and in Matthew, this story is pretty much duplicated, except that they fed 4,000, not 5,000. So earlier in this chapter, Jesus had sent the disciples out in pairs, telling them, just don't take anything with you, just go, and if they're receptive to you, stay and teach them. And if they're not, move on. And so the disciples had gone out, and the scripture tells us that they had cast out many demons and healed the sick. And so where our story starts, they had just gathered back up, and they were telling Jesus, "Man, you wouldn't believe what happened while we were out here. It was amazing." And clearly, from the text, things were really busy. And so Jesus says, "Hey, let's go away somewhere together and rest." He recognized the need for rest and some time away. So they get in the boat, and of course, they're in a lake. And so they see, the people see them. And so they get to the other side, wherever they were going, and Jesus finds a great crowd there. I don't know about you, but I would be really irritated. I had a plan, right? I got a plan. I'm going to take my buddies, and we're going to go, and we're going to spend some quiet time. And instead of getting to do that, what does he have? A crowd of 5,000 people plus more, because that was just the men. So wives and children would have been there as well. So it's much more than just 5,000 people. And Jesus is not irritated. He feels compassion for them. He feels compassion because they're like a sheep without a shepherd. They don't really know what they're doing. They don't know where to go. And so he teaches, and it's getting late. And they are in the middle of nowhere. And the disciples say, "Hey, Jesus, it's getting kind of late. These folks got to be hungry. So let's just get rid of them. Send them away so that they can go scavenge food, find food for themselves." And Jesus looks at them and said, "You give them something to eat." And then the disciples, and if you read the text carefully, it's like the disciples. It's like all 12 of them are having this conversation with Jesus. But the disciples respond to Jesus' comment, "Go feed them." With what? Should we go take 200 denarii and go buy a bunch of bread so we can feed them? I would love. This is one of the downfalls of scripture, is there's no context. You can't figure out what the response was like. Was it snarky? Was it sarcastic? Was it like throwing their hands up in the air? Like, you want us to spend 200 denarii to go feed these people? I don't know. I kind of think it was sort of snarky, but they respond with, "What, you want us to go buy a bunch of food?" And Jesus says, "Well, what do you have? Go find out. Go assess the situation and see what it is that you have." So they go and they come back and say, "We got five loaves and two fish." I mean, there had to be kind of a wah, wah, wah moment. How are you going to feed these people with 5 loaves and 2 fish? But you know what Jesus does? He's grateful for what they have. He stops and he blesses this, giving thanks for what they do have, right? And then he says, distribute it. You read the story. You know the story. And there's so much left over. In the face of so many people and so little food, Jesus gave thanks for what they had. That's a lesson for us, folks. When we face the enormity of a task, when we face the enormity of trying to feed the hungry, we need to not look at the scale of what it is we're trying to do, but assess what we have, be grateful for that, and then put it to work for the kingdom of God. We can't wring our hands about, oh, I only have 5 loaves and 2 fish and all these people. You got to get to work and trust that God will be at work through them, through you. We should be grateful for what we have, not sad about what we are lacking. Jesus says to the disciples who recognize the people's need for food, you feed them. You give them something to eat. I don't know about you, but I hear Jesus saying that to me every day. You feed them. And it's not just about food. It's not physical food. It's also about feeding people the Spirit of God, feeding them God's grace and God's love. We are literally the hands and feet of Jesus in this world. If anything is to be done in his name, his followers have to do it. Period. If anything is going to happen in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, you need to be a part of it. Because you are the hands and the feet of Jesus in this community. As your pastor, one of my expectations for each one of you as a member of Atascocita Methodist Church is that at least once a year, you go do something and serve others that are not a part of this congregation. I don't care what it is. It doesn't even have to be like with the church. But you need to go out and do something for somebody else in our community or the world. It is not a part of this congregation. I don't think that's a very high bar for each one of you to commit to at least once a year doing something for somebody else. This is the go part of how we fulfill our mission. You go out into the world and into our community, and you are literally the love of Jesus in our community. You are the hands and the feet that are lifting up people, building wheelchair ramps, providing food. You are the love of God in this community. Now, part of our job as a church is to give you opportunities to serve. And we have so many opportunities. We have Family Promise. This is for unhomed folks that are trying to kind of get their lives together. It's women with families. And they come and they spend a week at our church. They spend a week at different churches all around our community as they learn things about how to get jobs and how to budget and how to cook. And you are a part of helping these people get back on their feet. We have Saturday's Child. Families that have been given to us by the school district that are on the free lunch program. Some of the children in our schools only eat when they're in school. And so there's a whole weekend. There's a Saturday and a Sunday in which they may not have food. And you bring food to their home for the weekend so that these children won't go hungry. We have a small group that are mentoring elementary age school, elementary age kids at school as a part of the Humble ISD mentoring program. We have a church on wheels. Did you know this? We have a group that goes once a month to a retirement home, and they bring church, they sing, they pray, and they go and see these older folks who are probably lonely. That's happening because of you. We have a ministry that's called Healing Hearts, in which we reach out to folks who are shut-ins and we pray for them, talk to them, go and see them. We have a prayer ministry that includes people from our congregation, but it also includes people from all over the country. We pray for people's friends in Iowa and Illinois and all over the place. We are founding members of the Humble Area Assistance Ministry. And I am proud to tell you all that we are the number one church in volunteer hours at HAM every year. Y'all are doing great work with HAM. That exists because this church got with some other churches long ago to create this place. We've recently ventured into bringing clean water to Cuba, in and around Holguín, Cuba. And while we were there distributing filters, we saw a need. You've seen some pictures of it. I have pictures to show you. But I can't. But while we were there, the pastor that is part of a sister church that we work with took us to this place and showed us Antonio and his wife. What's her name? His wife. And she's never spoken to me. I mean, I've seen her a half a dozen times, and she's very shy. She doesn't speak much. But Leanne described it as a nest. This guy had just accumulated materials that he had found in the dump and laying around. And I remember seeing a part of his wall was a flat screen TV that was, of course, broken. I mean, it just was part of the wall, and he had plastic that was over his top. It was his roof. It was just, anyway, we went inside where they slept, and it was frightening. They were on a dirt floor, but because of you, they now have a brick house with a concrete floor and a real mattress and electricity, a light bulb, and a plug. But that's because of you. We're changing lives because you are being the hands and feet of Jesus in our community. But we need to do so much more. Because Jesus is saying to each one of us, you feed them. Today, I want to celebrate the leaders of our missions group. all of the different areas that we have. I'm going to ask them to stand and to come up front so that we can recognize them, and then we're going to pray for them. So our mission chairs are Rick and Susan Cade. So they kind of oversee all of our efforts. Come on up, Susan. So our family promise coordinators are Frank and Heather Williams. So, yep. Saturday child coordinator is Desiree Moore. Our HAM representatives and coordinators are Richard and Diane Tannehill and Susan Clark. And our Cuba and Water to Life, kind of head of that, is Lance Packard. So Lance, come on up. Lance has just returned from Cuba, where they put out, 80 filters or 92 filters? And that makes a huge difference. So they track these families and the health changes that have happened to them because they're having clean water. It's really astounding. So Lance, thanks for your good work with that. Thank all of you for your good work with all of the things. Yes? What's that? Oh, Healing Hearts. I'm sorry. Yes, come. Yes, Fred and Becky. I even have it written down, Fred and Becky. So sorry. So let's pray. Almighty God, we just lift up these, your servants, your calling on their life, for all the ways that they serve. Father, we ask that you would bless their efforts to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would help us to make a difference in our community, that the hungry will be fed, that the unloved will be loved. We ask, Father, that you make in us hearts that burn to go and serve you in this community and in the world. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you all for all your great work. Jesus is calling to you. You feed them. What will your answer be? Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to answer that question with a resounding yes, Lord. I will feed them. I will serve them. I will be your hands and feet. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.